The Bloody Truth by Stephen Hill. Chapter 24, Living Proof of the Antidote. The story that we've traced is not just a theological framework. It is the truest story in the universe. And it's not over. Our Lord and Savior's victory is still unfolding through time, and you are part of its living proof, marked by His blood. The Hebrew homes in Egypt bore visible marks of blood, declaring their trust in the Most High and separating them from the fate of Egypt's gods and their worshippers. In a greater way, believers today bear an unseen but undeniable mark, the life of God's Spirit within them. That mark says, "This one has passed from death to life." You are no longer a hostage to sin's disease or death's dominion. The antidote is in you, and its effect is unstoppable. Indeed, the very Spirit of God lives and operates within us, championed, not replaced. You were not rescued by a substitute who took the prize while you stayed in the shadows. You were championed by the one who pulled you into His own win. His perfect life is counted as yours. His standing with the Father is your standing. His triumph is your triumph. And because He is head over all, you are joined to the one whose authority spans the entire cosmos. A cosmic witness. The universe is watching. Ephesians 3:10 tells us that God's multifaceted wisdom is being made known to the sovereignties and the authorities among the celestials through the called out ones. Every time your life displays the peace, joy, and confidence born of the antidote, it is a declaration to spiritual powers that their defeat is final. Your faith, your endurance, your love, they are not small things. They are pieces of the cosmic proclamation that the Most High reigns and that love, demonstrated through the just suffering and dying for the unjust, indeed conquers all. Certain end, present courage. We know how the story ends. All in heaven and earth reconciled. No more death, no more sorrow, no more rebellion. That certainty fuels courage in the now. You can risk love, risk service, risk obedience, not because the path is smooth, but because the outcome is secure. Christ did not shed His blood to inspire cautious living. He poured it out so that His people could live boldly, knowing they are part of a victory no force can undo, the call of the bloody truth. The bloody truth is not morbid. It is magnificent. It tells you who God is, what His love looks like, and how completely His plan covers you. It leaves no space for fear, no fuel for guilt, and no room for doubt about where history is headed. So, walk in that truth. Speak it. Let your life be evidence that the antidote works. Because one day, when every knee bows and every tongue confesses that Jesus Christ is Lord, you will stand as living proof of the cure that changed the cosmos.